This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nashville, Tennessee authorities said Sunday they believe Anthony Warner was responsible for the Christmas Day explosion that rocked downtown Nashville and that the 63-year-old died in the blast. The VIN number of the RV was traced to Warner. Governor Bill Lee said at least 41 buildings were damaged. President Trump Sunday night signed the COVID relief government spending plan that averts a government shutdown Monday night. The president's signature means the government is now funded through September 30th, 2021. The stimulus checks are still set at $600 for most Americans, but the House is working on a bill to provide for $2,000 payment checks. The bill will be on the Senate floor late Monday. The suspected Russian hackers behind the worst U.S. cyber attack in years leveraged reseller access to Microsoft's 365 cloud services to penetrate their targets in the federal government. Many Microsoft software licenses are sold through third parties, and those companies can have complete access to client systems, USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Let's get a stimulus update.
With the president signing the COVID relief bill on Sunday night, focus in Congress now turns to his request for another $1,400 in stimulus payments to Americans. The House is set to vote Monday on a bill to provide the additional payments, but Congressman Tom Reed says getting the necessary votes in the Senate will be difficult. The New York Republican tells CNN that it will take a lot of work to convince enough senators to support the bill.
And it's going to be difficult, to be perfectly honest with you, to get that increased $1,400. We're talking, you know, that's approximately, if I did the math correct, that's about another $350 to $400 billion of additional money that needs to be found somewhere. That's going to have to be accounted for. And so I'm glad that this bill got signed. I'll do my part, as I indicated to the president, that I would support his request for $1,400 additional stimulus. And as Josh said, he and I both agree on that additional relief. But, you know, getting 218 and 60 takes a lot of work.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A baseball legend has died. Atlanta Braves knuckleballer Phil Niekro at his 1997 Hall of Fame induction.
We're all very fortunate in our life to be blessed to be associated with certain people in our lives. And I have been. 32 years ago, when I walked on a charter flight with Milwaukee Braves, I walked on the airplane and I told one of the guys on the Milwaukee Braves, I saw my wife, which was a flight attendant, and I told Gene Oliver, in fact, I said, I'm going to marry that lady, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life with her, and I have. She has laughed with me, and she has cried with me. She has kept me warm in many more ways than one. Married for 31 years, finest wife a man can have, my wife Nancy. We all have sisters, we all have daughters and sons and daughters and nieces and nephews. My wife gave me three healthy and lovely boys, and they're with me here today. And I love them, and I always will, and I'm as proud of my sons as any man could be of his sons. Don't have any daughters, but I've got three great ones.
The longtime champion of the Atlanta Braves rotation died after a lengthy fight with cancer. The team announced Sunday he was 81. The Braves said Niekro died Saturday night in his sleep. He lived in the Atlanta suburb of Flowery Branch, where a main thoroughfare bears his name. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. I've got a real treat. I've been chasing Peter Schweitzer down, it almost seems like, all the time. And the reason being is because he is doing something that the everyday media is not doing, and that is getting deep into these issues and exposing government malfeasance and treachery along with corruption. Of course, he's been known for his books, Clinton Cash, best-selling book, which went on to become a movie. Extortion, Throw Them All Out, Architects of Ruin, Secret Empires, Peter, which, you know, you exposed Joe Biden in Secret Empires before he exposed himself. I mean, it became so obvious, but kind of like what we talked about in our discussion after Clinton Cash, I'm going, look at, you know, because it was about maybe 2.5 years or so after you'd written about the uranium deal that the mainstream media and the government itself started to pick up on something, and you're going, wait a minute, why did it? Something this obvious and so egregious takes so long.
Yeah, sometimes it takes time for it to seep into the the establishment media and the government. So part of that, Bill, is because these stories are kind of complex. I mean, when you're talking about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, it took us 9 months to uncover the fact that, you know, while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, his son was basically going around the world to places like Ukraine and China and Kazakhstan and collecting large paydays for jobs and deals that he had no business getting, and that those deals were closely timed to his father, then the vice president's, activities, political activities. So
right. It
takes a while sometimes for that to sink in, but we also, there's no question about it, deal with a bias in the media. Some of the media just simply don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. If these stories involve people with the name Trump, they would be all over it, but for some reason they're just less interested when it involves somebody like Joe Biden.
I guess they have to protect their interests on the D.C. cocktail circuit or whatever, the inner circle of the deep state apparatchik. I don't know, but here slowly but surely they're being found out. The thing that I also have been waiting on as well, Peter, is that you see Hunter Biden coming off of Airplane 2, which is, you know, Air Force 1, but it's Air Force 2 when the vice president's on there, and he's accompanying the vice president to whether it's Ukraine and China. And on the heels of that accompaniment are these shady deals that come down. I mean, Hunter Biden didn't even have, the common sense to buy his own airplane ticket. He'd go on the people's plane and take advantage. But even that, you know, which seems to me so obvious because you see footage of this, they're saying, well, we've got to make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, that in fact, you know, that the timing, you know, connects exactly, even though, at this point, the vice president has some plausible deniability, and he tells everybody, he says, why are we even talking about this? That's already been proven to be a hoax.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, look, everybody knows that if you're in Washington, D.C. or in those circles and your last name is Biden or, say, Bush, you're going to have certain advantages. Everybody gets that. But that's not really what we're talking about here. In the case of Hunter Biden, it's not just the fact that he got deals he wasn't qualified to get and they were big paydays. It's when those deals happened. So the China deal, for example, he ends up getting a $1 billion, that's with a B, private equity deal financed by the Chinese government, even though he has no background in China and no background in private equity. Well, that deal happens when? It happens 10 days after he accompanies his father on Air Force Two to Beijing, China, where his father has a lot of discussions with Chinese leaders, gets criticized for basically being soft on the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Hunter gets the deal. Or you look at Ukraine. You know, he gets the payday, a $1 million a year payday from this corrupt energy company in Ukraine. When does he get the deal? He gets the deal 3 weeks after his father is appointed point person on American policy towards Ukraine, where he
exactly
can clear all the aid dollars. So it's a timing question. And when Joe Biden says, oh, there's nothing to see here, everybody knows there's something to see here. And I'm convinced this is part of the reason his campaign has not gone well. He has not had a good answer to these kinds of questions.
And meanwhile, the former president escapes any kind of responsibility. And as you say, he was appointed. He wasn't appointed by Congress. He was appointed by the president himself.
Yeah, and we know for a fact, based on reporting in the New York Times and elsewhere, that there were certainly questions raised about the Ukraine deal.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, there had to be some awareness of this China deal. You know, his son's company, Rosemont Seneca Partners, this sort of small, new, rinky-dink financial firm, getting a deal in China that Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, nobody else had.
Right.
So we know that. And for Barack Obama not to say anything about it or to say knock this off, you know, means in a sense he's complicit in it because he's allowing it to happen and he's not raising any questions.
Well, this is the same president that gave cover for Hillary Clinton.
Yes, that's exactly right. And you know, this is the thing that I say. I say this applies to Republicans. It applies to Democrats. If we are going to be serious about corruption, I'm talking about real corruption, not, mm-hmm. you know, people throw the word around, but I'm talking about self-enrichment through government service. You have to be prepared to call out your own side.
Exactly.
You cannot, as a Republican, if you like your senator and your senator is engaging in these Senate shenanigans, you can't look the other way because you like the way that they vote.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, if you like Joe Biden and he's engaging in this behavior, you can't just ignore it. And it's interesting. There was a survey done, a poll done a couple of weeks ago by The Hill magazine in Washington, D.C., where they surveyed Democrat primary voters, and they found that 40% of them said that Joe Biden needed to be more specific in answering his questions about his son's business deal. So
exactly.
That speaks mm-hmm. to the fact that corruption is a concern for people on both sides of the aisle.
Well, and we've seen it over the years. I mean, you were, I think, the only one that reported on, you know, Congress themselves and insider trading. You reported on the deals that Nancy Pelosi had been getting away with. And it was, you found out from even the Ethics Committee of Congress said that they didn't have a problem with insider trading until you brought it up. And then I think within a year, they said, hey, guys, we got to stop doing this.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, here's the problem. You know, there are all kinds of rules. There are good rules that apply to the rest of us. I mean, for example, Joe Biden and his son doing these deals and Joe Biden's involvement with them. If Joe Biden were the CEO of a publicly traded company, he would be in serious trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission because you are required to disclose conflicts and actions or, you know, things that you're doing that benefits your family or your family's businesses. That's not required of politicians. And the reason is pretty simple, because politicians get to write their own rules. And they are not going to push for the kinds of rules and transparency that we're talking about unless they are publicly shamed into doing so. And the insider trading in the stock market's a great example of that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They ignored it. They didn't pay any attention to it. They became so embarrassed. My book came out. We partnered with 60 Minutes. They did a big story on it. That basically forced them to act because people were so outraged. That's the way you get things changed.
Exactly. And Peter, what's so amazing by this is that, you know, you have been consistent in exposing, you know, the truth to the voter politic, and they've got to keep the pressure on because this, after all, is a government of, for, by, we the people, which means they serve at our behest. They want us to believe differently, that the organizational chart has been turned upside down, but our founding fathers were real clear as to who was going to be on top of the heap, right?
Exactly right. And what we don't want is where we are in the country right now, where public service, you're allowed to engage in politics and at the same time enrich your family.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Peter Schweitzer after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Mozambique is a country where there's a great spiritual hunger. Many looking to learn more about the gospel had nowhere to turn, so the Tide Ministry initiated a Bible training radio program in the Chichewa language to equip pastors to be spiritual leaders in their communities and congregations. One listener shared his appreciation of a broadcast on selected verses from Matthew and John, describing how a Christian walk should look, highlighting the narrow road and pronouncing Christ as the only way to salvation. The listener shares that now he knows Jesus to be the way and the truth. It is a blessing to hear from people eager to know the truth, and through the Tide Radio broadcast are now able to learn what the Bible teaches.
To learn more about how the Tide Radio programs are helping to train pastors and share the gospel with listeners in Mozambique, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your soul. It's a fight, your fight, your fight.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Peter Schweitzer continues, talking about his number one New York Times bestseller, Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. You know, it has been a great exercise to go back and remember, Peter, the different books that you've written before and the investigative reporting. I mean, it has really established you as the go-to person and organization who have consistently been doing these deep dives that we've expected the mainstream media to do. But you have consistently done this. You've added to your credibility. And here it is. You've got a number one New York Times bestseller on your hands once again.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, I believe corruption is a human problem. It's not a Republican problem or a Democrat problem. I do believe, and the reason I focus on progressives in this new book, is that progressives are unique, and they need serious evaluation, because what makes them unique, Bill, is whether you're a moderate or a conservative or a classical liberal or a libertarian, generally, most of those people think the size of government's about the size it should be, or it should be smaller. Mm. Progressives are saying we need to make government a lot larger and a lot more powerful to solve our problems. That's the premise behind what Bernie Sanders and everybody else is saying. Now, of course, it's highly debatable whether they would actually solve our problems. I don't think they would. But it begs the larger question of what are they going to do with more power? What have they done with the power they already have? And the thesis of the book is what they have done with the power that they already have is enrich themselves. They've abused power for their own benefit. So if you give them more power, you should expect there to be a whole lot more of this, because human history teaches us power corrupts people. And the more you give them, the more corrupt they're going to be.
Well, you want to look at what people will do. Look what they've done, to your point. And you took some 18 months of research time working on this, because I know, because several times I was trying to get in touch with you, and they said, he's locked up, he's researching, he's got a new book coming out. And so here we are with Profiles in Corruption, and let's talk about Bernie. What did you find out about Bernie Sanders?
Well, Bernie Sanders, very interesting. He's worth millions of dollars, which is interesting for a guy who's been in elective office really most of his adult life, never really had a job before that. Mm-hmm. When he was elected mayor of Burlington, Vermont at age 39 back in 1981, the first thing he did was put his then-girlfriend, later wife, Jane, on the payroll. And the city council, which was controlled by Democrats, erupted and said, wait a minute, you can't just hire somebody. There's no job here. We didn't authorize this job. You can't do this. And Bernie basically ignored them, kept her on the payroll, and this began a pattern over the course of the next decades where he has steered taxpayer dollars and campaign dollars to his family. And sometimes he does them in sort of very mischievous ways. So one of the big secrets, dirty secrets in Washington, D.C., is you can funnel money to a family member or a friend with using campaign dollars through something called media buying.
Exactly.
So if you, Bill Martinez, said, I'm going to run for, you know, Senate in my state, Peter Schweitzer, I want you to buy $1 million in television and radio ads, I would be entitled to getting a commission, 10 to 15% of that, for doing the media buys. So out of the $1 million, you would see $1 million on your Federal Election Commission form, but I would get $100,000 to $150,000 of that. Mm-hmm. And that would not be disclosed anywhere. That's the beauty of this. So,
Peter, having been in that business, let me tell you, if I was negotiating with, and we did this with the Reagan campaign, as a matter of fact, we had to negotiate with the powers to be, and our commission at that time was about 5%, okay? So it's negotiable.
Yes.
But if it's a family member, guess what? If there's no negotiating. It's going to be 15% is what they're going to get.
Exactly. And what we know is that Bernie put his wife, Jane, in charge of his campaign media buying, despite the fact that she had no background in advertising, she had no background in media buying. He put her in charge, and she was getting this commission. We know she made hundreds of thousands of dollars doing it. The big mystery, Bill, revolves around the 2016 presidential campaign, because in that case, Bernie spent $83 million in media buys, huge sum of money. Where did that money flow through? Well, it flowed through this little-known company called Old Town Media. It had no other clients. It had no website. It was registered to a home in suburban Virginia that sits on a cul-de-sac. And they, $83 million went through this entity. Who owns this entity? Well, two friends of Gene Sanders, his wife,
yes,
who was involved in the media buying before. Now, Gene was asked about this by a progressive reporter in 2016. You know, are you connected to this? What do you know about it? And Gene Sanders, according to the reporter, hung up the phone. So there's this mystery. We know she did it before. We know she made hundreds of thousands of dollars doing this before. Did she get a cut of that 2016 presidential campaign media buy? And we just don't know.
Well, and so far he's spent $40 million in this current, yes, in this current,
exactly,
campaign. So figure out 15% of $40 million. I mean, that's pretty... That's a pretty good return, right?
That's good money, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, no matter how you look at it. We got about 4 minutes. I want to talk about Amy. Amy Klobuchar, what did you find out?
Yeah, Amy Klobuchar is an interesting paradox because she votes with Bernie Sanders 88% of the time. But here's the thing. At the same time she's doing that, she is one of the top three recipients of corporate campaign donations in all of the U.S. Senate. So how do you do that? How do you vote with Bernie Sanders and at the same time collect all this corporate cash? And it turns out that she does it through this very virulent form of crony capitalism. And we have numerous examples of this in the book where, a couple of dozen executives from the same company will write large checks to her campaign over a 2 to 3 day period. And then in a couple of weeks, she will introduce legislation on the Senate floor that specifically benefits that company.
Wow.
That's the pattern that you see emerging with Amy Klobuchar.
It's that obvious.
Yes, it's that obvious. Now, look, everybody has this sense, and it does go on often in Washington, D.C., that donations buy access, it buys favors, it buys legislation. What's stunning in her case is how blatant it is, and we have numerous examples. I mean, there's an energy company, for example, where I think it's 28 executives donate to her campaign over a couple of day period, and then she introduces legislation that specifically benefits that same energy company. It's quite astonishing.
Unbelievable.
The other part of it, Bill, is before she was a U.S. Senator, she was a prosecutor in Hennepin County in Minneapolis, mm-hmm, the chief prosecutor, and she talks about the fact that she went after white-collar criminals, and she mentions all these, small fish and minnows that she went after. What she didn't do was go after the massive whale that was there at the time, which was a guy named Tom Petters. He and his associates were running the second-largest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history, and it was pretty... There was a lot of awareness that he was doing something fishy.
All in her watch.
Klobuchar. Mm. Yeah. And she did not investigate them. She went after people that were doing business with him, did not go after him. What you find out is that Amy Klobuchar's number one campaign contributor when she ran for Senate was Tom Petters and his compatriots. What you also find out is that her political mentor, Walter Mondale, both of his sons were working with Tom Petters at the same time. So it seems fairly clear that it was selective enforcement. She was turning a blind eye precisely because Tom Petters had the right friends and he was writing checks to her campaign.
Exactly. And there's more in the book. We got about a minute left here, Peter. Let's touch on Elizabeth Warren here.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren, her net worth is around $12 million. They pay well teaching law at Harvard, but not that well. She made her money with one of the dirtiest moves in Washington, which is she was hired by Congress in the mid-1990s to rewrite the bankruptcy laws. She was paid by taxpayers. Once she wrote part of those laws, she went to corporations that were going to be affected by the laws and said, hire me and I will help you navigate around the laws that I was paid to write. And she made millions of dollars representing corporations to get around or skirt the laws that she herself had actually written.
Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite, Peter Schweitzer's new number one New York Times bestseller, available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Peter, how can people be in touch with you?
You can go to PeterSchweitzer.com, or you can go to the Government Accountability Institute website. Just type in cronyism.com.
Peter, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nashville, Tennessee authorities said Sunday they believe Anthony Warner was responsible for the Christmas Day explosion that rocked downtown Nashville and that the 63-year-old died in the blast. The VIN number of the RV was traced to Warner. Governor Bill Lee said at least 41 buildings were damaged. President Trump Sunday night signed the COVID relief government spending plan that averts a government shutdown Monday night. The president's signature means the government is now funded through September 30th, 2021. The stimulus checks are still set at $600 for most Americans, but the House is working on a bill to provide for $2,000 payment checks. The bill will be on the Senate floor late Monday. The suspected Russian hackers behind the worst U.S. cyber attack in years leveraged reseller access to Microsoft's 365 cloud services to penetrate their targets in the federal government. Many Microsoft software licenses are sold through third parties, and those companies can have complete access to client systems, USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. My good friend, Dr. Alveda King, joins us, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. We've got a new book, Why Trump, to talk about, and also about, we're going to lay this out and understand that, you know, here are two people of faith who love God, love Jesus, and it's We find it always a challenge when you have to call things as they are. We hope to do this with grace and mercy, because if somebody was pointing things out about our character and our life, we would want them to do the same thing. Right, Dr. King?
Absolutely. And this is a time for mercy. Mercy overrides judgment. And overrides judgment sometimes. So this is a time to be thoughtful, prayerful. And, you know, I just left the poll, Bill. I literally just walked out. And I will say I voted for President Donald John Trump. That's the only one I'm going to reveal that I voted for. But
okay. Well, and, good. Good choice.
So this is a sensitive time.
Well, it is, and also relevant to what you had to say about Joe Biden, and that's why I wanted to couch it with some sensitivity, because it's very difficult. I mean, here's somebody who has served the country for 47 years. affairs, and the media wants to present him as a very kind and genteel person. But when you look back at his interactions with people, how mean-spirited he is, the things he said to people. I mean, recently he was informed that Gallup did some research and discovered that 56% of America said they were better off today than they were 4 years ago. Well, that's a bigger number than Barack Obama before he got reelected, George W. Bush, even Ronald Reagan, who was reelected in a landslide. And Joe Biden's response was, well, then maybe they should vote for him and not vote for me. And, you know, I mean, he lays it out there. And I think some of the things that people give him a pass on and say that, oh, it's a gaffe, it's just Uncle Joe and that. I mean, he's not very nice.
Well, I'll put it this way. People say, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden because he has a nice smile. And I said, well, he has a nice smile, but he believes in violating the civil rights of babies in the womb.
Right.
He has a nice smile, but he believes in violating the dignity of an 8-year-old child who can't decide whether it wants to be a boy or a girl. And he will go ahead and approve surgery on the child before the child has time to grow up and reconsider anything. Mm-hmm. So a nice smile is not a reason to vote for a person. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense. I don't hate Joe Biden or anything like that. However, all of his platforms, he actually, in 1994 with the crime bill,
yes,
locked up a lot of African Americans, just disrupted families and everything, and called out men predators and all of that. Mm-hmm. So this is not a personality contest. In contrast, President Trump actually has a nice smile, too, and he's a nice man. He really is. However, he also delivers to all of the communities of America. He says we don't worship government. We worship God. He says we all bleed the same. He said to the leaders of the historically black colleges and universities, I want you to have dignity. You don't have to come to Washington begging for scraps every year. Let me fix this for you. There are just so many things, and even women. The people tried to say President Trump didn't hate women and all of that. One of the first things he did was the science, women in science,
mm-hmm,
and escalated the opportunities in business and science for women and all of that. So the little babies in the womb, he protects them. Bill, you need to say stop because I can go on for 30 minutes. So,
well, people need to hear this because these are the facts. And what we're talking about, when people say you have a nice smile, that's outward. That's personality. What people need to make a choice on is character. And that's what you're pointing to, is the character of Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden has been part of the old guard, the old racist guard of the Democratic Party that he cannot run away from. All he can hope for is get cover by the mainstream media, which they consistently do in protecting him. And even on this recent expose of Hunter Biden's laptops, Alveda, how do you ignore what Joe Biden did? We know is obvious. We saw him on TV. We saw him, on video talking about what he did in the Ukraine and how a quid pro quo was executed there. Donald Trump makes a phone call and they all but impeach him. But, Joe Biden, another program and, another pass altogether. And now we're finding out what Hunter was involved with in China, what the entire Biden family is involved in. And here we are weeks away, and the FBI, we find out the FBI has been sitting on this laptop since December of last year.
Right, right. And they know it. And, the other thing, I have 6 living children, and, tragically, I had 2 abortions and a miscarriage because of damage from that. So I'm really the mother of 9 children. So what Joe also did was try to deflect to one of his other child and to take the attention off of Hunter and just make that go away. And so you just have to see he's willing to use anything in any way in order to paint this picture. And we're not even talking about Kamala, who locked up so many black men it wasn't funny, as a prosecutor. And in our community, you hear some of the men say, well, if you go before Kamala, just you already know it's over. She's locking you up.
Right.
So it's just that paired together, and they're both attractive on the surface, outside, pretty smiles and all that, but we need to look at policy. And, you know, President Trump and his beautiful, gracious wife, they have done a great job for this first term, and I'm just praying for four more years. I don't endorse candidates anymore. I pray for candidates,
yes,
and I'm praying for them. And that's why I wrote that book, Why Trump?
Mm-hmm.
And it's whytrumpbook.com. You can find that and get an autograph copy there, whytrumpbook.com, just so that people could really see the President Trump that cares about first God, his family, and America.
Well, you've been around Donald Trump quite a bit during these, you know, his first tenure as president of the United States, and you've gotten to know him really well. And I've asked you this question time and again, and it's important for you to be able to express to our audience that doesn't have the privilege to be in Donald Trump's presence to actually see the real Donald Trump, not the Trump that the mainstream media would want us to believe. And I got to imagine for you at times it just really rankles you to hear the way they talk about the president when you know it's a flat-out lie.
Well, when Al Sharpton was out pushing this thing, oh, President Trump is racist, he hates black people, he can't stand to be around black people, they make him nervous, he doesn't want to touch him. And so I've been in roundtable meetings with the president, and he's sitting there among us, listening, talking, laughing, shaking hands, patting you on the shoulder, And all of that. I just think it's outrageous. And that's why he says we all believe the same. And you've heard me say we're not colorblind. That's
right.
Another one of my books we'll get into, Howard. And we see color. I was on the Zoom with Dr. Richard Land last night, and I said, Dr. Land, your suit looks like it's blue. It's nice. Your collar looks like it's red and white. Beautiful. I can't see your skin. What color are you? I'm colorblind. How much sense does that make? It doesn't even make sense. It means you don't see me. If I don't see your ethnicity, your pain, and your triumphs and your victories, then I don't see you and I don't get to know you. We are human beings, one race.
Exactly. Well, and that's what we celebrate, and this is why I always appreciate having you on, because you bring it back to full circle in what it's all about. But no doubt this election is pivotal. I mean, this is really a choice. I liken this to the Battle of the Bells at Mount Carmel, Dr. King. You can appreciate this.
Yes.
Is that all the Democrats are bringing their gods to the forefront here, and Donald Trump is bringing our God to this bail off, and we'll find out whose fire gets lit on November the 3rd. And I believe you're going to hear the voice from heaven saying, can you hear me now?
I believe it, and we have repented, God. We're sorry. We're going to do our best to follow you. Please, Lord, help us. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Dr. Alvina King is with us. We're going to talk next, get a little bit more into her brand new book that's just coming out called Why Trump. Stay with us.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call
called Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do. It's how we roll. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. She says facts cannot be denied. Joe Biden is an old racist, plain and simple. This is comes from the evangelist and director of civil rights for the unborn, for Priests for Lives, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Alveda King is with us. Alveda, I know that you were involved in the return event that took place a couple of weeks back. There were two events that coincided. We had the return and also a march for prayer and repentance with Franklin Graham. And I just got this notice, from the team. Anything that has to do with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, if you've been around them, it's always about the team, right? And Franklin is asking us to join him for a day of prayer and fasting on Sunday, not Saturday, but on Sunday, October the 25th. And this is important that we continue in this vein and what was done on the prayer walk with Franklin and also with Jonathan Kahn and all your efforts that were involved in the return. And I thought it was interesting because I look at numbers because I know that numbers are important to God. And, even when the return fell, it fell on an important Jewish calendar day that represented the return, which was in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And that 10 days of awe in there is the 10 days of repentance and returning. And here it is, as Jonathan told me, Alveda, that this was 5 years in the making. Little did they know and understand that 5 years forth, it was going to be on that day. But for the hand of God, it was exactly on that day. Okay? Now, we fast forward to this Sunday, and it's going to be on the 25th of October. Interesting. Do you know what 25
Isn't
represents?
That amazing?
You know what 25 represents in God's forgiveness?
Seven, right? 5 plus 2 is 7, and that's the completion too.
Exactly.
Forgiveness,
25 is forgiveness, and 7 is completion. And then right after that, you get new beginnings. And so all of that is just amazing to me.
Isn't it? Wow. And so there it is. So join us for that day of prayer and fasting with Franklin Graham on Sunday, October the 25th, because, you know, the call is there. If this country, if we're going to get a moment, a reprieve, so to speak, I called it a Nineveh moment, like what they experienced in Nineveh when the prophet went to Nineveh. And it was really important the way that broke down, because when the prophet brought the message from God that Nineveh was about to be judged, it was the leadership that first responded. And I thought, as I told Jonathan, I thought, which was quite interesting to me, that at 11, I think it was about 11:33, Donald Trump sent over a message from the White House endorsing what the return was doing. I thought that was significant, that God is listening for our prayers, and we got to understand that we are in this battle, and we're here. We're experiencing the shaking, and we need to return to God and repent, ask for his forgiveness. As he says, he will hear from heaven and heal our land. But we have to be serious about this, right?
Absolutely. We have to be serious. And because we are, I believe God is actually hearing us. And it's just beautiful to behold. I did not see both of those events as two different events. They were all, I said, God, look at, watch you with the return.
Yes.
And with the prayer walk, the march that Franklin had, and I was able to participate in both of them, it just expanded the territory.
Exactly.
And it was more territory, and it was so amazing. So I never saw them as two events. I saw them all a part of what God was doing, and it was amazing and marvelous to me. So,
and like you said, when it came together and we started seeing the crowd, how it expanded, I mean, there were hundreds of thousands of people there, and when Jonathan put out the call for repentance, I mean, you saw people praying, I mean, earnestly seeking God with all humility, which was amazing. Exactly. Well, let's talk about your book, Why Trump. Why did you have to write this book?
It was so important for me to write the book because I knew that people continued to say that he just wasn't right. He didn't do this. He hadn't done anything. And that's just not President Trump that I had come to know, and many of us in all of the communities of America. And so just across the board, President Trump made promises, but he kept the promises.
Right.
And then he went beyond the promises. And for his next 4 years, he has this platinum plan, which benefits the African-American community. However, he's also bringing all the trade back to America, as he said. The wall, of course, was needed. And so that's everything that he said he was going to do. Mm-hmm. He has just been doing that. And I had several pictures of times that I was at the White House with the president, with the first lady, out on the road with the president. And people said, why don't you ever show us this? And why don't you talk about it? So I asked God, I said, God, can I do a book? Mm-hmm. And it was going to be the @ Real Donald Trump.
Right.
And so, but people kept saying, why do you support him? And that's where we got the name, Why Trump.
Why Trump. Right. Exactly. Well, and as you say, the evidence is clear. I mean, just that statement that I brought up earlier, that Gallup had taken this poll, and 56% of the people said they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. I mean, they're answering this question in the midst of COVID-19 and what COVID-19 did to our country. But because of what Donald Trump did to Paris in terms of strengthening our economy, putting people back to work, we were able to deal with this pandemic. The challenge that we have is that we need to realize that we're in a war, and we need to have, you know, instead of these antithetical forces and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats that are so eager for power that they forget that, a lot of good power is going to do for them if this country is totally decimated by this warring agent that has come upon our country that is of no fault to Donald Trump. And the way he's been described to handle, and I say misdescribed, you talk about Russian disinformation. We've got domestic misinformation, disinformation that has been perpetrated upon this president for what he's done to combat this pandemic. And Joe Biden talks as if he has the answers. Well, if he has the answers, where have you been for the last year when we've been fighting this?
47 years.
Yes.
47 years. interest of nothing. If you had dancing, you should have brought them forth if you really cared about the people. And it was so remarkable to me as we continue to just see all the things that are happening. I've been to other nations and other countries. And in some countries, when things come through like war or natural disasters or pandemics or sicknesses, and those, you, when you shut down and people are totally fearful and tearful, they don't recover. So I was among those for Black History Month. We were in Washington, D.C. with the president, with the first lady, and President Trump in a roundtable meeting explained to us what had happened, why he had to shut China down, that we may have to have a slowdown for a couple of weeks, which it ended up being more than that. He explained all of that before the pandemic shutdown even hit. So for them to say that he did nothing, if he had not stopped all the transportation from China and Europe, it would have been a lot worse. And
yeah, even Dr. Fauci said as much.
Fauci said it, and the recovery rates, and I'm going to ask this, and please, people, don't think I'm making fun of Dr. Fauci. But those pictures when he holds his hands up in front of his face, I don't understand what that means. Is he shy or something? It's just the oddest thing that he does.
Yes.
So, but he did say that the president was perfectly right in how shutting down and what he did. So, and now the cures, and you're going to see some homeopathic cures as well, some natural cures that go with the medicinal cures. Some people tried to say that President Trump, that the IV that he got had the baby body parts in it. It did not. That was not even true.
Yes.
So,
I'm glad you cleared that up because some people.
It's not true.
Yes.
They may care, because, you know, the adult stem cells and things like that are even more effective than the ones they tried to get from the babies, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so
exactly.
It's not true. It is not true.
Right. Well, you know, again, the misinformation, the disinformation by the mainstream media, Joe Biden, statements they make about the economy. Yes, go ahead.
Intentional. I was just asking the word intentional.
Yes.
Information. Go ahead, please.
Right. No, you're exactly right. And this is, I think in the process, what they're doing here, Alveda, is that everyday Americans are sharpening up their blade and understanding that they need to be more discerning, because what the mainstream media is doing, they're jumping the shark and they're just flat out lying. Joe Biden is flat out lying. I mean, you know, the Democrats only know about increasing taxes, making us energy and, you know, energy dependent. You know, and if you think that they're not going to stack the court, well, then you're delusional. I mean, they are pitching a fit over this whole thing with Amy Coney Barrett, a quality candidate, and I believe she's going to make an outstanding justice and an outstanding contribution to the Supreme Court and to our country. But the Democrats are upset, and you better believe, wink, wink, that they are going to stack the court, and you better believe they're going to get rid of the filibuster because they want America to be just like California. A one-party state.
They do. They do, and it's not going to happen. God is merciful. We are praying. It, you know, but we had to repent and not try to do this on our own without God. And,
amen.
You know, some people are now calling the White House a house of prayer or a place of prayer. Isn't that beautiful?
Wow. Wow. That's great. Well, you know, this is what Donald Trump has done. You know, as I said, in much the same way that the leaders in Nineveh, they heard the voice of God. They repented. Donald Trump has been an example to that end. He's been a defender of the faith because he knows that the future of America rests in the hands of the divine. And this is what this is all about. So this Sunday, you can join us for a day of prayer and fasting with Franklin Graham and Dr. Alveda King and the rest of us. We're going to be before a God. God, humbling ourselves, you know, and crying out to God, asking for forgiveness. That's the 25th. The 25th day stands for forgiveness, and that's what we need. We need God's forgiveness, and we need an ignition for a revival that's never been seen before. It needs to be a revival for the ages, is my prayer, Dr. King.
Amen. I agree.
Dr. Alveda King, thank you. Take care.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. when grocery stores run empty or disasters strike. Our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius.